it's hard to believe that with the history of the Clintons and the scandal and the worldview, the majority of, let's say, from the Democrats would think that she would make the best president of the United States. And from the Republican side, of the 17 candidates that ran, you know, Donald Trump, the undisciplined tongue and the boastfulness and the sexual lewdness and the comments and the past and so forth. I mean, did they really think that this man would be able to get into October and not have these kinds of things come out against him? I think the answer to the question, Bill, is that the Christian worldview is decreasing, has been abandoned by the majority of this country. And so therefore, our people, our populace, doesn't view personal character as the most important issue for a candidate. In other words, let me read this short little verse from a plaque that was in my parents' home. It says, if there is righteousness in the heart, there will be beauty in the character. If there is beauty in the character, there will be harmony in the home. If there is harmony in the home, there will be order in the nation. If there is order in the nation, there will be peace in the world. And I think people in this country used to understand that even if they weren't Bible-believing, born-again Christians, that first line, if there's righteousness in the heart, we're not trying to elect a perfect person. We know we're all sinners. But when there is a bent toward wanting to do right and righteousness in a leader, that makes a big difference. And the fact that we've come to this point where our people, it's not really about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, it's the fact that our people think that these would be the two best leaders of our country, coming from very different political outlooks. But still, that is the troubling part about where we are as a nation from a worldview standpoint.
Your ministry, The Christian Worldview, has a fall conference coming up in just a couple of weeks. It's free. It's at Grace Church Eden Prairie in the Twin Cities. For our listeners, tell us a bit about the conference and what folks can expect.
The fundamental transformation that we've seen in America, whether it's politics and laws and education, business, culture, the family, we're becoming increasingly post-Christian and in favor of human reasoning. How are Christians going to have to think and live as we go forward? What is the call for the local church? The theme of the conference is to be steadfast, from 1 Corinthians 15:58, where Paul said to Christians, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. So this is not a time to put our heads in a hole at all. This is a time to be able to be steadfast and be immovable and keep pushing forward what God wants us as individual Christians to do, and also us as the local church. So we're going to have a live radio program at 8. We're going to have 2 speaking sessions after that. And people can find out more about the conference. Like you said, it's free on Saturday, November 12th. They just go to my website to find out more, which is thechristianworldview.org.